You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Gretchen has piano lessons that she teaches a couple of days a week. Yesterday was one of those days, and I found that I probably do better when I just pack up my stuff and get out of the house.
Because, a little repetitive.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that on Tuesdays, one of the students is a kid who is trying to learn Counting Stars. That's the hit song that we play, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've, over the last month or so, I've heard a lot of Counting Stars. So I packed up my laptop yesterday and went down to a coffee shop to do some writing. And I wanted to point out that two people that were in there that stood out. One was, remember I've told you before that there's, it's like one of Dom's laws that two people in a coffee shop, one person will always carry 90% of the conversation, mm-hmm. and the other person mostly just sits there and responds.
Yeah.
There was a couple sitting across from me. It was a man and a woman. And for the 40 minutes that we were in the coffee shop together, I think she said three sentences. And in the 40 minutes, he did not stop talking, and she just sat there and just, I was like,
a little chatterbox, huh?
How can one person not be aware of what they're doing? You know?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I wanted to walk over and, you know, just say, okay, ma'am, it's your turn now.
Oh, I wish you would have.
And the other person was a woman who, and I love this, actually, she's a ha-ha-ha laugher. Have you ever encountered someone whose laugh is actually H-A-H-A-H-A?
God, I'd have to think about it.
Because, yes, it was a total ha-ha-ha. I mean, almost enunciated.
That's funny. That's a fake laugh is what that is, probably.
Oh, you think so?
Probably. Yeah, that's what you have said is funny. Faking it.
Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I think so.
It entertained me. I know that.
I can relate to the whole piano thing. Little Lila has her piano recital next Saturday, and it's been Yankee Doodle on nonstop repeat.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like three songs that she's doing, and yeah, that one sticks with you. And when you hear that about 800 times a day.
Very patriotic, though, I guess.
Yes, very patriotic.
Tell me about speaking the, of porch quick up, pirates,
well,
man.
Real quick update with the kids. As I was lamenting yesterday, yes, those horrible elves on the shelves returned last night. We got two of them. They popped up last night and wrote all over the chalkboard in the kitchen and made a little mess. And so let the fun begin with those two little SOBs.
Why couldn't you be strong?
Yeah, it's not up to me, man. It's the magic of the season. The elves have the magic. I got no control over this stuff. And Nicole put them, you know, up. So there's that. Okay. I do need to give you a quick heads up on something. Today is National Package Protection Day, and I wore a cup.
Yeah, I got a cup on.
We both had the same joke. So here's the thing. It's just basically to bring awareness to all the porch pirates. They said about 210 million packages have disappeared from porches across America in the last year. 210 million packages. Yeah, people be swiping.
Did you see what city's number one?
Here's
for
the
it?
Worst part. This website, safewise.com, whatever that is, has a list of the worst cities for package theft this year. And old D-Town, Denver, comes in at number one. Number one.
Why?
Why? That's what I want to know. I feel like everybody seems fairly honest and friendly here. but I guess we got a lot of people sneaking around the neighborhood stealing
blenders.
To that
I say, ha, 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 ha.
64% of Americans say they've had a package stolen in the past year.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, I haven't.
Well, the thing is, in our house, we would know. Because between Gretchen and Zoe, her daughter, I mean, they have packages arriving every single day.
Yeah.
To the point that they mention, oh, I forgot I even ordered that. And I'm wondering how many people are that way, that they order like everything online rather than going to stores. And I'm wondering, you know, as time goes by, how many people absolutely forget that they ordered something?
Yeah, a lot of people probably. Till they get that little notification that your package is 10 stops away and you're like, huh? What? Did you see that story yesterday? I didn't actually read it. Knick Knack was telling me about it. He was a FedEx guy or a UPS guy who just was fed up with his job and took his truck over to a ravine and started throwing all the packages into a ravine.
God, no, I didn't hear that.
I'll have to dig a little deeper on that one. But yeah, this guy was just done, so he just started throwing all the packages down a cliff. Into
Isn't
a ravine.
Like, from the Seinfeld episode? Was it Newman who was like throwing out all the mail, or Kramer filling in for him?
I don't know. But yeah, that's just when you have had enough. Just back the old truck up and dump it all out.